to the outdoors, hunting, fishing, trapping, camping, looking over gear, talking to people about their aspects of those areas and what do they do to make their situation when it comes to scouting, or for hunting or fishing, scouting, trapping, scout, like you scout for everything. What is their stops to do? What type of, you know, what do they do to better increase their odds? I want to bring in a few people to different areas with deer stands, bows, guns. And we're going to try and talk to some tournament fishermen, see if I can get in. A couple guys that are local, but some that are on higher levels. It's just going to be a collaboration of many different things, and we'll go from there and see how it turns out. So a little bit about myself as being the host. Julius Craig, I'm 37, married to a wonderful wife, Meredith. We have three beautiful kids together, Trapper, Hunter, and Skylar. They're 9, 7, and 18 months. They enjoy the outdoors. My two boys are usually in it with me all the time. We're steady doing something outdoors-wise. Like they spend a lot of time in the woods with me or on the water. So we're, like I said, my background is I've grew up hunting and fishing and being out doing stuff. Am I the world's greatest at any of it? No, but that's not, you know, like this is going to be more real world situations. Like what you see on the most hunting shows is just not something the average guy's going to see or do or be part of. We, the name of the show, like I said, is Delta Flodge Outdoors. It's actually based off of one of my companies that we came up with the name probably 2011, 12. And we make several different deer feeds and attractants, cover scents. We do some synthetic deer urines since CWD's got to be a big thing everywhere. People want to, you know, like to be able to use it, you should. Synthetic safer, that way you don't have to deal with the other things of what it can go from there. And that eventually we'll have a podcast on CWD and get opinions of it that are different than ours and more educated than ours. We're, like I said, this will be the first edition, so it'll be broad and jump around some, but we'll get better as we go. Back to the company, is Delta Flodge Outdoors is my company, and we, like I said, we produce deer feeds, attractants, and everything. And I didn't want to call it a deer feed company because it's not. It's outdoors. We, you know, that's what's about the outdoors. So, we're gonna dive into today's edition. Will be just getting to know me. And trying to figure out what all I want to share, because I don't want to overshare. You never want to tell everybody about everything about yourself. So we're gonna dive into that. Like I said, I'm 37. I've spent most of my life hunting, fishing. I'm from just out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a little town called Walker. We've been here all my life. My wife's originally from Shreveport. Moved her here. It was a little different for her. Sorry about the long pause there. We're the podcast is going to be to teach and inform not only yourself, you as the viewers and listeners, but myself and my co-host. You know, you're never done learning. The moment you're done learning, like something's wrong. You can always learn. You can always do something to learn something new to better yourself in any aspect of life. If you're not learning and adapting and trying to learn more about hunting, if you're a hunter and a fisherman and outdoors, you know, and constantly trying to learn, then you're not going to be successful. And, you know, that's another thing. Like, success is different everywhere you go. Like, sometimes, like, taking my little boys with me, like I said, 9 and 7. Success is making it to the stand and actually being able to sit the whole time. We might not kill one, but the success is getting out there with those two. Because what one does, the other one thinks he can do, so it's like herding elephants when you have them, because it's both of them at the same time. So you can't do one without the other. Everything's competition to them, so sometimes it shouldn't be, but it, you know, like the other, we were fishing this past weekend, laughed at them. They wanted to bet $1 on who caught the first fish out of the two of them, and I'm just like, nah, y'all, you know, just have fun. But that's what it's gonna be about, just and telling stories of different types of different stuff we've done, like, you know, different hunts we go on and everything. It's because, see, it's beginning of March. Deer season's ended parts of South Louisiana, February 15th. Other parts, January 31st. I hunted the last week. I didn't hunt much of the season because I was extremely busy. So I hunted the last week of deer season. I hunted January 26th, 7th, something like that, through January 31st. And I think I came home February the 1st. Yeah, I think I came home the 1st because my birthday was the 2nd. So we came home, and I ended up killing a big hog while I was there. But mainly I was scouting because I've hunted the place I was hunting in October. I've never hunted it in late January. So it was totally different. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make my morning hunts and midday. I'm going to scout around and see. I was on public land, but literally on the 3,000 acres of bow hunting, only place that I was at hunting, I was the only person there. I didn't see anyone else from another hunter or game warden. There was literally, I had the 3,000 acres to myself for four or five days. Very peaceful. So I spent the time scouting so I could see kind of some ideas of what they were doing for this time of the year, so for next year. And things will change because of food sources and everything. It could be, you could get some weather that changes things up, but you'll have a general idea. They're going to be somewhat in there. You're gonna come up on the bedding and old scrapes and rub lines that you see. Now you can go check them right before season, and you'll know, you know, you'll have an idea of what they're doing, if they're using that or not. So spend a lot of time doing that, and that's kind of a Dan Infault approach. He talks about that a lot with Hunting Beast. And he's killed a lot of mature bucks on public land in North U.S., Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, somewhere in that area. Think Wisconsin. And it goes to just like, I enjoyed my time, and just it was great. Other than, like I said, walking around scouting and around the corner, and there's a 170-pound sow with like 5 piglets standing there looking at you at 20 feet. That'll really get you moving. So we, it was success. The five days I spent was successful in many ways because A, I did come home with some meat. B, I did a lot of scouting. I think in that 5 days, I ended up walking probably 15 miles scouting and looking, and using my, and taking notes and putting notes on my hunting app that I use for marking trails and everything else. And like, I probably dropped 50, 60 pins on old beds, scrape lines, rubs. Like, it was boots on the ground. That's the biggest thing. Like, getting there and looking. And that's what that was. Like I said, killing something was a bonus. It was to be able to bring home an animal to put in the freezer was, it's always a plus. Some people would be like, oh, it's a hog. It depends on how you go about it with a hog, whether it's worth dealing with or not. And that's a whole other podcast for a different situation, different time, which we'll get into that. I spend a lot of time on public lands scouting and hunting those. We have, my wife's family has private land in North Louisiana that's where I take my little boys to hunt that with their box stand and everything. Cause it's, like I said earlier, it's like herding elephants at time. So it's, I can keep both of them. I can keep, you know, built a 4x8 box stand. All three of us sit in it. I sit in the middle. They sit on each side of me. There's two feeders. There's deer trails coming from each side to those two feeders. One says he gets the right feeder. The other one says he gets the left feeder. So it's pretty simple. They do some scouting with me. I've taught them stuff there, but they do some scouting with me on public land after season. Because I don't take them on public land much right now. I grew up hunting it from the time I was probably 10 years old. But it's also a totally different ball game with how many people are actually hunting public land now. It's crazy. Like the last couple of years between hunting and fishing, the sales of license and the amount of people you see is insane. It was like, we'll get into that whole like nasty situation of COVID there. It's like they shut everything down for COVID, but everybody went to start at hunting and fishing. So it really impacted the wildlife. Like, but there was positive and negative effects of it, just like anything. I mean, the positive is states made a lot of money on license sales. Whether they want to admit it or not, their license sales dang near doubled in most places. You would go from going to a ramp to put the boat in on like a Tuesday or Wednesday, and usually maybe one or two people there prior to shutting everything down. Now you go, everything, it's 10, 15 boats almost every time you go, no matter when it is. Don't even go on a weekend. Like, it's horrible. Then, you know, so then you got a bunch of new hunters and new fisher, people fishing that haven't had a background and are just getting into it. It's great. Love that they're doing it and getting into it. But there's a process of learning, and a lot of them haven't learned it and don't know where to start. So that's kind of what I want to do with this podcast. It'd be a general idea of helping people. And like I said, telling stories and having a good time. I'm going to have several guest co-hosts come in with me at different times. And sometimes it'll be just me. Sometimes it'll be two or three people. My little boys will probably join me on some of them. That could get entertaining. Extremely entertaining with my youngest one. I think he's just as surprised when he talks as everybody else is, some of the stuff he says. So we're gonna just slowly get these going and build up. I want to try and drop one a week. When I drop this one, I'll have four or five more right behind it within the next, like I said, 4 or 5 weeks. But I'm gonna kind of record 3 or 4, 5 before I start producing them. That way I have them there, so we have stuff to fall back on in case something happens and we miss a week. I'm like scrambling trying to put one together on a Tuesday to get it out on Wednesday, for example. Like, so we'll try and keep a kind of like a library file of several of them at a time. We're going to, like I said, dive in once it gets going to in the hunting world, a lot of deer hunting, but we'll talk, you know, other types of hunting, because I turkey hunt some. I have friends that turkey hunt, you know, we do trap some, and I have my nuisance control license for the state of Louisiana, so you get some crazy calls. I can tell stories on those, like, you know, I've been called about rattlesnakes in houses, you know, coons in the house and wouldn't let the people back in the house. Like, it's, you get some funny calls. Literally put a hog trap out in the back of a subdivision and you could see it from the cul-de-sac. Like, the guy could open his door. It was that, like, 50 feet from his house due to the fact that he called me. He's like, hey, I need you to put this is where I want it. I'm like, dude, that's kind of in the open, da-da-da-da-da. And he's like, he had a video of a hog chasing him in, like, because he had cameras of his house, and he's like, I got chased in the other night. Let's, like, come do it. I'm like, okay, cool. So we caught some. That was a couple years ago, like, but you get some crazy calls. There'll be some funny stories to tell on those. Then we'll talk fishing and everything. I'm gonna try to reach out to a couple guys I know through the fishing world that fish local, then some that fish major league. Like one fishes MLF in the major league there for those, and then another couple guys I know fish elites. I'll see bass elites. I'll see if I can get those on. Then probably bring in a couple of the high school kids and talk with them, because like I know that can be a crazy subject because of boat etiquette, and it's different, way different, because you're getting into kids that want to fish, and parents, you know, hey, we're going to make this happen. They get the boat and everything else, and they've never fished, never ran a boat. So it's either A, they got to get a really good captain to put with them, or it's a learning process for them too at the same time. And you see a lot. And it's like, I want to bring in, you know, people in that and get their firsthand experience of it, you know, from the kids doing the fishing to all the way up to, like I said, guys that do it for a living. Hunting wise, we'll dive into different subjects with doing. Sorry about that. I hope I don't overlap here. My phone went to ringing. That was one of my clients from my other job. Like, I do some handyman stuff, but light remodels, additions, concrete work, a little bit of everything. And that's what I do for my job. So then, sorry, I'm having to look at a couple things. Something's not... Okay, maybe I got it straight. Hopefully I didn't mess this up, but let's see, where was I? Talking about the hunting world, because I think I went over the fishing with what we want to do. Hunting-wise, we're going to bring guys, try to bring some guys in and get them on here to talk about saddles, you know, hunting saddles, overlock-ons and climbers, stuff like that. We're going to get some guys that work for gun shops in different... talk about different gun builds and go that route. We're going to see about see about getting guys in that, like I said, that do nothing but public land hunting. Mainly that's what I do, but I want some other inputs other than my own, because what I do may not work for you and what you do may not work for me. But I'm always open to different things from different people. That's, you know, we always, like I said earlier, be willing to learn. So, then we'll talk about, like I said, we'll get into later on, nothing anytime soon, we'll get into the CWD, because, like I said, they just found some cases of it here in Louisiana, so doing things a little different, waiting for how they change those out, we'll see where it goes. Then, we're going to get into I'm looking at something on the computer and it doesn't seem to be doing what it's supposed to be doing. Hopefully it's not completely messed up. My luck, it will be, because it's just how things roll. Also, bear with me as I do this more. Obviously, I'll get better. So, hopefully... anyway, that's the gist of it. We'll talk about using maps for hunting, like Google Earth, stuff like that. I want to do some, like in the fishing world, I want to talk to guys like with the forward facing sonar, you know, the different thing, the Garmin, the live scopes, you know, all that, how it's affected changed the game. I mean, you're seeing a lot of stuff, like a lot of big fish being caught, especially in like OHIV over in Texas. I think this past week they had a 17.2 or 4, something like that, and like a 16.01, 16.02, something like that. Big fish are out there. They've always been out there. They're getting easier to catch for some people due to the fact that they know how to use their electronics, and they're finding them like that. And hats off to him, man. Like, people, like, oh, like, you get into the tournament world, people start griping about, well, this guy couldn't fish without these electronics. Look, just because he can see the fish doesn't mean he can make the fish bite. It's not as easy as it sounds. And it's not as easy as a lot of those guys make it look. So it's like the hunting world. There's all kinds of gadgets and gizmos out there that can help it. And there's, you know, things that you really don't need. You know, so we'll get into all that. We got a guy that's going to come in and talk with us about bows. He has a little bow shop, so something like he'll do some things. Sorry, taking a sip of my water. We'll go over mapping and, you know, when we scout, when other people scout, it's going to be a bunch of round table open stuff, fun. The basic thing is I want to keep it fun. I want to keep it entertaining, but in a way to learn and do. And you probably not going to learn every time. Hopefully, I get something where we all are learning something every time. So, we'll go from there. Like I said, my name is Julius Craig. This is Delta Lodge Outdoors Podcast. I'll be the host bringing it to you every week, and we're going to go from there. Thanks.